All right, everyone. Welcome to In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And the music lets us know that we're at episode 246. And we are plowing right along to whatever number we're going to get to. But it is great. It is just great to share the Word of God.
Amen.
To learn about God's Word and to do God's Word. Yes. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to learn to be like Jesus.
Yes.
And one of the ways that we learn to be like Jesus is to trust or have faith in Him. We've been talking about faith and trust. And I just like the idea of not getting too overly spiritual on some of the words and terms that we use. Like sometimes faith gets, I think people actually end up having faith in faith. They make faith the object of our belief in God. And faith, when you define it, it means complete trust or confidence mm-hmm. in someone or something. The Greek term for faith is pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. And you could also pronounce it pistis. But it basically means to be fully persuaded, to trust. And I just want to learn to trust God better.
Yes.
I want to learn not to just be a up and down saint, up and down Christian that sometimes I trust Him and sometimes mm-hmm. I don't. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I fret. Sometimes I'm fearful when I should be strong and courageous. I want to be consistent in my trust in God. I want to mm-hmm. just know that He is always there, that He will always see us through.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
Exactly. I have these thoughts about, and I know life comes in, there's a lot of things that has to be done in a given day and all that, but I have visions, so to speak, in my head of, I'll be glad when winter comes because I just want to get my books and my Bible and sit for hours mm-hmm. every day and just read. And just, you know, I say that because that's how we get to know God.
Right.
Is by knowing and understanding and believing what His Word says. And as we practice doing that and learning how to do that, that we'll wake up one day so surprised how different we are because mm-hmm. we've sat before Him at His feet and we just have desired to know Him so much better. But it comes through our knowledge and understanding of His Word, don't you think?
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree with that. And I love over in Lamentations 3 when Jeremiah is talking about the Lord's faithfulness and he's comparing mm-hmm. our faithfulness with His faithfulness to some extent. And he talks about, His strength and he talks about His ministry, mm-hmm. and then he goes on to say, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed,
yes.
because His compassions fail not. Mm. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. So the Lord is always faithful towards us.
Yeah.
But I like the verse before that that doesn't always get a lot of play, but it really sets this whole passage up. And that's for the verse 21 that says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. And so I think what Jeremiah is saying there is that I start thinking about what God has already done for me. I think about mm-hmm. my past. I think about how He's delivered me from my enemies and my afflictions mm-hmm. and my persecutions in the past. I think about how He sustained me to this point.
Yes.
And that builds my hope. That yes. builds my trust.
Yes.
That lets me know that if God did it for me then, He'll do it for me now.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing about it. We don't recall, we don't remember what He's already done. We don't make ourselves,
mm-hmm.
walk in that.
Right.
Instead, we go to the next thing and
right.
and then and then it seems strange that we would doubt the next time that
right.
He wouldn't do it for us again.
Knowing how He's already delivered
yes.
us, we should build on that. That should
yes.
be a springboard, a stepping stone to our next
wow.
victory.
Wow.
So I just pray, Lord, we just ask You to forgive us for not
yes.
always trusting You. And we ask You, Lord, to give us strength to be better warriors in Your army, better
Jesus.
Soldiers, Lord, better men and women of faith and trust, that we will always do those things that are pleasing in your sight. We love you and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Until next time, we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And please join us next time for In the Word Podcast. Shoot us an email at inthewordpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if you're listening or how you like it, if you don't like it, if you have questions, whatever. We would love to hear from you. God bless you.